Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday, right here on AM 73 WPIT AM in Pittsburgh, and streaming live over the World Wide Web at WPITAM.com. Today's sponsor, for at least for part of it, comes from Leslie and Paul Bednarchuk, good friends of ours and faithful sponsors of the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Leslie writes, "Today, August 7th, is Paul and is our 29th wedding anniversary. Congratulations, Paul and Leslie Bednarchuk, on that 29th wedding anniversary. If you could play a song for us, we'd appreciate it. We were married at Holy Trinity Byzantine Catholic Church in Wall, PM, by Father Anselm Orlowski, who I mentioned last week, and who was honored at a beautiful event at the Doubletree last week in Monroeville. Father Anselm also married Leslie's parents and baptized Leslie and their girls, Alexandra and Larissa. I just saw Paul, Leslie, and Larissa today at church and congratulated them and said, happy anniversary, you guys. And as you know, unfortunately, they lost their mom, Marion Bagala, last Thanksgiving. And Leslie wants to thank her husband, Paul, for all of his love and support through the difficult times. And Paul, Leslie says, you are a wonderful husband and a father. They do listen to the show every week, either live or on the internet, and I know they're heading up to Toronto to visit some relatives today, so they'll probably listen to this a little later. So for the Bednarchuk family, Paul and Leslie, on the occasion of their 29th wedding anniversary, Leslie wanted to hear something from Zakarpattia, and we have a Menohe Alita many years for them, and this is a song that's from Zakarpattia, but it's sang by the group Folklore Nisubor Shadish, who was at your house and who was here years and years and years ago. Seems like a long time. Ivanko, Ivanko. Happy anniversary, Paul and Leslie. No. even though the Carpatha Russin Society is sponsored in full by the Carpatha Russin Society, we still need your financial support, ladies and gentlemen, to keep us on the air. If you're interested in making a donation to the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program, please contact me, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at russinradio@c-rs.org. We do need sponsors like Leslie and Paul Bodnarchuk to keep us on the air every week. Our next song is from Zakarpattia, a Transcarpathian medley. And I want to send this one out to our good friend, Mike Komachak, who's on from 1 to 2 p.m. every Sunday right here on WPIT. He's been on the air for 61 years, and I really, really hope to be on the air for 61 years as well. So for Mr. Komachak, thank you for what you do for the community, the ethnic community here, and I hope to be able to do this in another 50 years. You know, there's a famous comedian out there by the name of Jeff Foxworthy who did think, oh, you might be a redneck if, well, you know, we do have our own you may be a Russin if, so I'm not trying to make fun or make light of being a Russin, but if you go to our web blog at this address, russincenter.blogspot.com, you will see that we have a lot of things out there. If you're a bit fuzzy on your exact ethnicity, there's a good chance you're Russin. CRS President John Rigetti, along with CRS Trustee Elaine Rusinko and CRS Trustee John Schweik, compiled a list. You may be Russin if... dot, dot, dot. If your family identify their nationality by some vague term like Slavish, you may be Russian if your family identified as Rusnak, Carpatho-Russian, Carpatho-Ukrainian, or Lemko. You may be Russian if your family told you, well, we're not exactly Russian, but we're not exactly Slovak. You may be a Russian if your family worshipped at a Byzantine Catholic, Greek Catholic church, and the priest called you Ruthenian. You may be Russian if your ancestors came from the Carpathian Mountains in Poland, Slovakia, and Ukraine. And here's one that really reminds me of the Foxworthy reference that I was talking to you before. If your grandparents spoke a language they really didn't have a name for, perhaps they called it Hillbilly Russian and referred to it as Ponashumu. Well, that could do it as well. You may be Russian if your ancestors immigrated between 1890 and World War I, and your family worshipped at what is now a Russian or a Ukrainian Orthodox church. You may also be Russian if you eat bobalki and pirohi on Christmas Eve, or you eat hrutka and paska at Easter. So we have this blog spot, as I said, russiancenter.blogspot.com. And we have some other people who chimed in and given us some new things. You may be Russian if your last name ends in K-O or K-A. That comes from our good friend, Daniska Bartko, good friend of ours, along with her husband, Bobby Bartko, and their daughter, Anna. Oh, yeah, definitely. Ends in K-O or K-A, like Bartko, like Poloka, like or ends in N-A-K, Krajniak, Hopko, Stanko, Holodniak. Or if your grandmother and her sisters were named Mary, Anna, and Helen in that order. This is my family there. The oldest was Aunt Mary. My grandmother was Anna. And her sister right after that was Helen. Hey, can't get much more than that. You may be Russian if your name ends in ski, but you're not Polish. And if anyone suggests you're Polish, your relatives go ballistic. That comes from good friend Karina Caudill. Or if your grandparents referred to their homeland as the old country, but were mysteriously and deliberately not specific. Or if your relatives use English language fillers in their language, like, ja budu sweepovati, I'm going to go sweep the porch or something like that. Those are just some things. Remember, if you want to learn more about that, you may be a member of the Carpatho, you may be a Russian, and you should go to our Carpatho-Russian website, c-rs.org, to find out if you may be Russian. Next, we go to Lemko Vina. This is a song called Oženisya. I have a few shout-outs here. As you know, we are technologically on the ball here at the Carpatho Roots and Society Heritage Program on Facebook. I want to send a shout-out to our good friend, who is the chief financial advisor for the Carpathia Russian Society, Ms. Marianne Sivak, who's listening right down the road in Pittsburgh there. So, Marianne, how you doing out there? Saw you on Facebook and trying to have a good time here on the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program. As I told you before, today's show is sponsored in part by Paul and Leslie Budnarchuk, and we have another request from them. Hi, Dean. I would like for you to play a song, perhaps Ud Ungvada, to honor my dad, Michael Begala. It was 16 years ago yesterday, August 6th, that he passed away. My dad was very proud of his Russian heritage. He grew up in Whitaker and was one of the founders of St. Nicholas Orthodox Church in Homestead, which I didn't realize until Slaviani performed there a few years back and I saw his name on a plaque in the church vestibule. In 1951, he was also the national president of the American Carpatho Russian Youth, or the ACRY. Unfortunately, he died when our daughters, Alexandra and Larissa, were just 5 and 3 years of age, so he never got to see them perform with Slaviani, but he would have been proud of them. And I'm sure of that, Leslie. I thank you for your continued support of the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, and we have Ud Ungvada for you. We have old school and we have new school for you. Old school, Ud Ungvada from 1935. This is a recording from Lemkovina, from the village of Gladyshu. And new school we have from yesterday's performance of Slaviani Folk Ensemble at St. John's Orthodox Church's Russian Food Festival. Leslie, Paul, thank you very much for your support. Also Larissa and Alexandra. Happy anniversary. Take it away, Mark. Хотобуя поздравити, добрый приятель, Андрей Куречка из Медзила Бирец. А так, ну, Андрей, а что робишь там в Медзила Бирцях? Вот так. Слухая на интернет, а так, то и добрый вец, то и добрый вец. In Habora, a village right outside of Медзила Бирце, stands once again a wooden church after 250 years. In the Russian village of Habora, as I said, not far from Medzila Borice, the northeastern tip of Slovakia, there was a celebration over the weekend of July 8th through 10th, celebrating the blessing of the newest Russen-Lemko-style wooden church. The original wooden church in Habura was built in 1510. In 1759, the village of Habura gave it as a gift to one of its neighboring villages, Malapoljana, because they built a new brick church. In 1935, the village of Malapoljana sold the wooden church to the Czech village of Hradce Králové, where it still stands to this day. The mayor of Habura, Mikuláš Jušík, tried to get the church returned to Habura from the Czech Republic, but was not successful. So, they decided to build a brand new wooden church built off of the pattern of the old wooden church. The church was built by people from Habura, led by villagers Dušan Kantuliak and Pavel Petrik. The project was funded in part by the European Union, various Slovak companies, and a cooperative agreement between Slovakia and Poland. This newest Russen wooden church was built exactly like its predecessor over centuries ago. As Mayor Jušík states, it is a monument to our ancestors. May it serve also our next younger generations. May they see what was here long ago. The blessing of the new church took place during the weekend of the 9th annual Habura Days. So, next we go to Slovakia, and this is a song not far from Habura, from around Snina. This is Ne budu tu pidu dale. If you want to join us again next week right here on the Carpathia Russen Society Heritage Program, please do so. 2:30 every Sunday, Pittsburgh time that is, WPIT AM 7:30. Or if you're listening in Prešov at 8:30 or Užhorod at 9:30, you can catch us on the web, WPITAM.com. The next song we have is an instrumental from Vojvodina, and I'd like to send this one out to our good friend, who's on at 5 o'clock right here on WPIT, Vladka Zgonc. She's going to Vojvodina, to her homeland, in just a little bit here for some R&R. So what I want to do is send this one out to Vladka, our good friend, and say, hey, Vladka, if you're going to be in your hometown of Paraguay, if you just go right up the road, it's about 9-10 miles away, go to Ruski Kerestor, and they can show you a good time there too, the Russians in Vojvodina. So we thank you for joining us today on the Carpathia Russen Society Heritage Program. I invite you to come back again next week at 2:30 p.m. right here on the Carpathia Russen Society Heritage Program. We'll see you all next week. Trimajte sa krasne, s Bohom.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Palocca, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу реалацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!